The Canadian government has expanded its Electronic Travel Authorization, ETA, program to include eligible travelers from 13 additional countries, allowing for easier and faster access to Canada without a visa. The announcement was made by Sean Fraser, Minister of Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship, who said the move aims to strengthen Canada's international ties and streamline travel for thousands of visitors. This expansion will make it faster, easier, and more affordable for thousands of travelers to visit Canada for up to 6 months, Fraser said. It will also help lighten the visa caseload and improve processing times for all applicants. The new countries added to the ETA program are Antigua and Barbuda, Argentina, Costa Rica, Morocco, Panama, the Philippines, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Seychelles, Thailand, Trinidad and Tobago, and Uruguay. To qualify, applicants must either have held a Canadian temporary resident visa in the last 10 years or currently hold a valid U.S. non-immigrant visa. The ETA applies only to air travel for tourism or business purposes. The application process is online, requires a valid passport, email address, internet access, and a credit card. The fee is $7, around $5, and most approvals are issued within minutes, according to Fraser. Travelers who are not eligible for an ETA or who are entering Canada by land or sea, such as by car, train, or cruise ship, will still need a visitor visa. The government said the update not only promotes travel and tourism but is also expected to contribute to Canada's economy through increased international business and reduced administrative burdens on immigration services. Travelers can visit canada.ca/ETA to check their eligibility and apply.